Welcome, everybody. Share number 1175, getting back to our Hilchas Brachas. Okay. In the writing, it's share number 327. We're in the middle of the halachas of Shinoi Makan. So just to talk a minute about the halachas, and today's share, we want to talk about the halachas of a camp, a yeshiva. Somebody's in yeshiva, on yeshiva grounds we're talking about, or in a yeshiva building. Let's say yeshiva building. Actually, it's more a yeshiva building or a camp building. And one is eating, as we've been talking about, Shahakol Adama Oha Eats. It's a little bit different than if one is in a hotel. Now you could have a yeshiva with classrooms and you could have a hotel with separate rooms. There's a major difference, as we could understand, a hotel, each room is specifically designated for each person, right? For each family, for each rishus. And each room is a separate rishus. When it comes to a yeshiva or a camp, let's say, it's all in general, it's all publicly shared by everybody. Especially the classrooms and so on. People come in, people go out, and so on. Now, we'll talk about Bezus Hashem also in airport, which comes up very, very often, and people walking through the airport, we'll see how that works and the various different, office buildings. There's a lot of various different interesting questions that comes up. A shopping mall, which we'll try and get into Bezus Hashem. Now, in reference to a camp or a yeshiva for that matter, for example, even the dormitory rooms, right? Even the dormitory rooms, whereby a lot of times guys had changed back and forth, you know, right? One guy goes here, one guy goes, or in a girl's dormitory, whatever the case might be. Nothing is really sort of like set in stone whereby, well, I pay for this room, this is my room, and that's it. Things are changed back and forth. So therefore, the change of location would be counted as room to room. Somebody goes from one room to another. I go from one dormitory room to another dormitory room, and it would have the same halacha as though one changes their location in their own house from room to room, which, as we've been talking about all along, the lechatchila, when going from one room to another room, one should have it in mind when they make the original bracha, that they want to go to another room, to change to a different room. If somebody usually goes to that other room, like I'm in the kitchen, I always go to the living room, and that's where I always go when I make my coffee or whatever, you know, right, and so on. So then one would not even have to have it in mind originally. It will be automatic intent, right? Rogel b'kach, when we've been talking about quite a number of times, that when one has does something usually the same way all the time, or most of the time in general, it's what we call ragabal kach, and it's as though they had it kavana in mind, and the same thing applies to food, right, which we want to review again and again. It applies to food also, right? Every time I eat my piece of cake, right after that I have pretzels. That's how I do it every day, just to give an example, right? So the pretzels would automatically be covered with the mezonos that's made on the cake. Because this is what I do every day. If somebody drinks water automatically after the coffee, this is what I do every time I have a coffee. So even though you did not have in mind the water and it's not in front of you, so maybe I need a new bracha. No, since I do it every day, it's automatically covered. Now, if it's not rogel b'kach and it's, one did not have it in mind from room to room, so b'di'evad we say that no bracha is needed to be remade. Okay, now, if the entire complex, the entire complex of the camp, the grounds of the camp or the building or the yeshiva or so on, is surrounded by a fence, for example, let's say, right? There's a fence, a wall all around. Then even if one changes locations from one building to another, okay, even from one building to another within the complex, for example, it would still be considered like room to room. What do we mean by that? For example, if one starts to drink a coffee, for example, in the shul, right? Let's say in the shul, in the yeshiva, in the shul of the camp, or the Beis Medrash, or whatever the case is, and then they would like to go back to their dormitory room. So as long as they are both in the same complex that's completely surrounded by the gate, right? It has to be at all four sides surrounded. Then the complex is surrounded by the gate and the wall on all the four sides, then it would have the halacha of going from room to room. The reason for all this is at the above, that the entire complex belongs to one person. The yeshiva is one, it's one yeshiva, right? It's one yeshiva, it's one camp. It belongs to one, a committee, or whatever the case is. Sometimes it's a committee, depending on what one is where, but it's not like separate buildings. It's not like, you know, like separately owned buildings or separately owned rooms or rented out rooms, whatever. It's all one. This is all part of the yeshiva. This is all part of the camp. But again, as long as it's surrounded by a gate, it's in fence, then it would have a din as one big complex, like we've been talking about going outside. And it's even to the point that you don't see the original location because it's all considered like one public place. So that's Lamaisa, that's how this firm bring it down. So sometimes, like we said, it could be owned by a committee, the entire Kiyamti Yeshiva, so on, and it's all considered one Rishus, one domain. Therefore, the entire complex is considered like it's one as long as it's fenced in all around. And we'll talk about if it's not fenced in, it's taka a problem. If it's not fenced in, it's all open, right? It's all open. So you have to have, it has to be basically owned by one or one committee, and number one. And number two, it has to be fenced in. If it's not fenced in, then going from building to building would taka be a question, not a question. One would need a new bracha when they change buildings. Okay, it's just to quote the Mayim Makim. So that's the end of today's shir. This brought down a simon, our simon, which is Kufay and Ches, right? In the Sefer Hilchas Brachais, which we've been quoting from a lot on page Tof Zayin, and also page Tof Ches. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem Bracha, Kol Tov.